You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's been a minute, guys, since we have done one of these, but I promise you, my love for reality TV has not gone anywhere, and this finale of The Bachelor just gave me no choice but to revive this segment. That's right, it's Reality Chat.
Reality Chat. Exclusive updates
and interviews
with Alessandra G.
Okay, so if you've been watching this season of The Bachelor, you know how much of a shit show it's been. I mean, there's no other word to describe it. And if you've watched it, you know that's the truth. So when Clayton was first announced The Bachelor, I really wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. We didn't really get to know him on Michelle's season. I was like, listen, I'm going to give this guy a try. We're going to see what happens. And then the season started, and honestly, premiere, it was kind of solid. You know, I saw some potential. I was like, all right, he seems cool. He was forming connections pretty quickly. The drama had a lot of potential. You know, the upcoming attractions were pretty promising. So I was kind of sold. I was like, okay, this might be a good season. Okay. And then after like episode 3, it all started going downhill. I just kind of got a little bored with it. But again, I'm a diehard Bachelor fan, and you guys know this. So even if this season, which it definitely will, if this season of The Bachelor crashes and burns tonight, I will be back to watch the next season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. There's just no stopping me, and that's fine. But guys, this finale makes zero sense to me. I 100% think that Clayton is a narcissist. I've had some experience with them myself, and I can tell you, oh, all the signs point to narcissists, which sucks for these ladies, but I also think may work out for them because he is showing his true colors so early on. They're able to hopefully, and I'm knocking on wood, get out before it's too late. Like, do not accept a proposal from this man. He will ruin your life. Sorry, Clayton, I just don't think you're boyfriend or husband material, at least anytime soon. So for a quick recap, Clayton decides it's a great idea during the fantasy suite dates to tell Rachel, Susie, and Gabby that he loves all of them, which is slightly less than iconic. It was awful. So all of them are like, oh my God, it's going to be me, because in previous seasons when the lead tells, you know, a contestant, I hate to call them that, but, you know, there's no other really way to put it, a contestant that they're falling in love with them or they're in love with them, typically it's at the end when they're going to be proposed to. But no, he decides he's telling all three of them, and little do they know, he told the other two. So yes, he basically started a dumpster fire. Now all of these women think that it's them, but it's not. It's honestly none of them. Because this man probably doesn't even know what love is. He's like, oh, I'm in love with all three of you and I don't know how to pick. So I'm going to choose the woman that I am most in love with at the end of this. How is he measuring this? Like, is there a math equation? Just none of his logic made any sense. And the way he went about this couldn't have been any worse, in my opinion. You know, after he begs Gabby to not leave, which, still a queen, but I was trying to get that girl to leave just screaming through the screen last night, like, you need to go home, girl. He is crazy. Do not get manipulated by him, because obviously to use his little manipulative tactics to make them both stay and think that he was really torn between the two of them and he didn't know what to do at the final three rose ceremony, aka the rose ceremony from hell, as Jesse Palmer calls it. So as you saw in last night's episode, Rachel and Gabby decide to stick it out and they meet Clayton's parents. I think the best part about those girls meeting his parents yesterday was the dad calling him out. Like, even the dad wanted to slap him. The mom was crying, not because her son was going to get engaged, as she was trying to make it seem, but because her son is an idiot and just embarrassed himself and pretty much the whole family, even though you can't blame them for his actions on national television. Like, now everyone knows he slept with these two girls. He outed the two girls for sleeping with him, which is embarrassing. And it's not embarrassing that they slept with him. It's embarrassing that he's airing this all out on national television and they don't even have a chance to, you know, tell people for themselves if they want to share with people. Like, this is personal information that he's just like, yeah, I think it would be a good idea to tell the world that we slept together and that I also slept with your friend who I'm also dating. The whole thing is super weird. I just think it would have been better left unsaid, or maybe, you know, I don't know, private conversation, something. The dad really said, you screwed the pooch. And I mean, yeah, he was right. After assuring Gabby and Rachel that he's there for them, he's in love with both of them, they're gonna figure it out, it's gonna be one of them, he just has two separate connections and he's trying to figure it out, they believe him. Poor things. Ugh, I know they're gonna look back and be like, why did I believe him? But that's just what happens when you're manipulated by a narcissist. And they stick it out, they meet the family, they're all excited. Finally, their mood is starting to, you know, turn around. They're thinking about this potentially ending in a proposal. And then after the two dates, Clayton drops a bombshell that we all sort of saw coming, because the finale couldn't possibly make any sense. I mean, it already didn't, but now it just had to get worse because it's Clayton. He tells the family that he's still in love with Susie. He can't stop thinking about Susie and he needs to go get Susie. And they're like, well, is it Susie or is it these other women? And he's like, I don't know. I just have to talk to Susie. So my question is, at this point, is he going to propose to Susie and try to, you know, win her back and then tell the other two it's not them? Or is he just going to, you know, test the waters with Susie and see how she's feeling, maybe ask her to come back and then explore all three relationships? Because from what I'm hearing, I think he wants to see where Susie's at. And if she's like, no, man, I'm good, I think he's going to try to go back to the other two. And the mom saying, you know, are the other two a consolation prize? Yeah, that was shady, but it was so true. These poor girls, I have a feeling he's going to tell them tonight. Well, I think so, because that's what the previews kind of play out, that he's still in love with Susie and he wants to talk to her. But then you see him saying, oh, but I'm still in love with you. And Gabby calls him out. So Queen Gabby again decides to shut his ass down, which we love and support. I just hope this time she gets up and she's like, goodbye, don't talk to me. Because at this point, there's just no forgiving him or trusting him, in my opinion. And poor Rachel is too good for this man as well. She better get up too. And Susie, oh my God, if she goes back, guys, I'm going to be shocked. And if she accepts a proposal or wants to date him, woo, I just hope they're still not together anymore for her sake, because this man does not know what he wants and I would not trust him in the slightest. And the fact that he's done interviews after this all played out and was like, clearly most of the world doesn't know what gaslighting means, because them saying I gaslighted Susie is like the most false thing. Obviously, I don't remember what he exactly said, but he denied gaslighting Susie. Which I thought was comical, because literally look up the term gaslighting and then watch the clip. Just doesn't make any sense. And then he tells her to leave and he's like, get out of here. I can never trust you. You ruined everything. And now he's like, but I still love you and I want you back. No, honey, no. You literally embarrassed her. You made her feel like a fool. You sent her home. And now you're like, oh, but wait, I want to see if something's still there. We need to all see how this plays out, because it's good TV. So I mean, maybe they need to have a dating coach on this show, coaching them from the sidelines, because if they're going to still keep picking these leads blindly, like, hate to call out Claire, but like someone like Claire, Juan Pablo, now Clayton, it's just like, guys, we knew they weren't a good choice and you're not even trying to help them out. Like, do they just want a dumpster fire? Because if that's what they're going for, they're doing a great job. Now, my only thing is, how is this going to be the most dramatic season yet? We know Susie's going to come back. Is she going to accept him? Did she not accept him? And then after the fact, she was like, let's give it a go. I just hope for her sake, she does not give it a go with this man, because he is a train wreck. I don't want to see him in paradise if he ends up with no one. I really don't. I don't want to see him on my screen ever again. And now he's like, oh, people are bullying me online. Like, I want to take a break from social media. They don't even know what happened. They don't know me. Like, no, dude, people are just calling you out for what you did. And you basically wasted our time. Like, we're watching this show thinking you're out there trying to find love. And you're just playing women and using them, which is really shitty. Playing victim this whole season. Like, whenever something goes down, he's like, I don't even know what to do anymore. I feel like, you know, I'm broken and I don't even want to be the bachelor anymore. I should have never fallen in love. Like, you're acting like someone broke your heart when you're out here playing all these girls. You don't even know who you want, and you're trying to make it seem like they played you and your life is so hard. Does he really think we're going to feel sorry for him after everything he did? And this season, I'm super proud of myself. I did not read any spoilers, so I'm as blind as the rest of you that haven't been reading the spoilers. And if you have been reading them, please, if anyone said who the Bachelorette is, share my way, because I know we're finding out tonight, but I need to know. I want Susie. I do not want them to pull somebody out of left field, which I feel like they might be doing. And if it's like Claire or somebody random from 10 seasons ago, will I watch it? Yes. But let me tell you, I'm not going to be happy. Because of that, because of not reading the spoilers, when I was watching the Women Tell All, I was like, damn, they're really coming after him. Like, what did he do? Yes, we know the season was boring and he's like not the biggest personality to appear on my screen, but damn, what happened? And when Teddy was like, I heard about the ending and I just hope you're okay. Now I'm like, hope he's okay. Well, if she heard about the ending, she should know that he played everybody. So, I don't know, maybe Teddy's just a really nice girl and she feels bad for him, but what the hell happens in the end? And they better give both Rachel and Gabby some time tonight to share their feelings and rip him a new one. I do not want to hear from previous cast members. I don't care about previous members of Bachelor Nation sharing their thoughts about how much a mess Clayton is. They can do that on social media. We need these girls to rip him a new one and speak their truth after everything plays out and they've watched this season. Like, that's what we want to see. I don't know about you guys, but from what I've been reading on Twitter, that's what everyone wants to hear. They want to hear from these girls. They want to see what happens. They put a lot of fluff in the episode last night. They could have put more of tonight's episode maybe in there. I just have a feeling they're going to cut us short with the interviews tonight, and we're going to have a lot of questions. And they keep saying that Clayton doesn't even know how this season ends. So my idea is he doesn't end up with anybody. And now he's going to try to like pick one of them to be like, I messed it up. Will you give me another chance? I swear to God, though, if he pulls that, he's going to get some serious backlash. And I pray none of these women take him back, because girls, it's not worth it. He is too much of a train wreck right now. I also feel like before they officially announce and cast the new lead, they should look to Bachelor Nation, like the fans, to give feedback, like post a poll, like put something on Twitter, read the comments, because they're never taking our thoughts into consideration, like what we want to see, who we want the lead to be. And then they end up casting somebody out of left field like Clayton, and it turns out to be a train wreck. And we all literally complain to them on Twitter, and then they do the same thing the next year. So maybe if they take our thoughts and opinions into consideration, in the future, we can avoid a disaster and people will actually find love on this show like they used to. On a completely separate note, Jesse Palmer has been killing it as the host. I really think he does a great job being completely unbiased and not involving his opinion at all when he's talking to Clayton. So I think this is a good role for him. I feel like I would love seeing him as host again. I don't know how you guys feel. Tweet me, DM me, let me know. But I'm enjoying watching him, and I do feel bad for the poor guy. I just think he didn't expect it to be this crazy. And to start with this season, I don't know, man. This was definitely one to kick things off. And another random note, Cassie Randolph appearing last night was the biggest shock. I don't even think the Susie thing was as big of a shock as the Cassie appearance. Like, we have not seen this girl since the whole Colton thing, which, fair enough, understandable. I would not go near this show either after that. That was a lot. When I saw her face on my screen, I was shocked. she looks great, but I just wish we heard from her more. I would love to hear her thoughts about the Colton situation now that years have passed and he's engaged. I just want to know how she feels about everything and how everything played out, because we've heard his side. He had his show. He wrote the book. But what about how she feels? You know, we haven't really heard from her. And I don't even know if she wants to talk about that, but I think that would be interesting. They barely let her speak, though. So all in all, Clayton was an annoying lead. He's a narcissist. I feel awful for all of the women involved. I just hope that they're okay. I cannot wait to see how this finale plays out tonight. I'm annoyed, but I'm also excited. And I'm also pumped to see who the Bachelorette is, although you guys already can sense I'm probably scared they're going to pick a random or someone that isn't ready. And I could rant about this man for hours and this season, but I'm going to keep it and leave it at that because I'm going to have more thoughts that I'll be tweeting tonight. And if you follow me, you'll see them on there. That's all for today, folks. I'm so glad we brought Reality Chat back for this very special finale of The Bachelor tonight. I hope you guys are tuning in. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And yeah, Reality Chat is back in swing. I hope new shows start popping up and filming again. Selling Sunset, I hope that new season comes out soon. I'm watching Housewives of New Jersey right now. It's amazing. I'm hoping Pump Rules comes back, hopefully by the end of this year. I don't even think they started filming yet. But let me know what you guys are watching, and we could definitely do some segments on that. Well, that's it. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands, especially you, Clayton. You heard me.